Blog Talk Radio.
You walking around and somebody, you know, you put one of the local town whore, and everybody looking at you like, dudes be passing by looking at you, they look like, you with her? Like, man, I know it's about 50 dudes around, playing on her, you with her? You blew it up? Like, he must not be from here. That's how you be trying to talk, he must not be from here.
Yo, when was that back at one time, they had to move away and start his life all over again, so nobody didn't know him, you know. And they couldn't go back to their hometown because people be looking at you like, oh, I remember her, boy. She used to go behind the bleachers and, you know.
The whole team.
Yeah, the whole team. Okay, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you can call. Let me just put the number up real quick. We're messing up today. We can. That's the phone number. You know the drill. Make sure you press 1. You have ask the guest a question. If you're calling the guest to argue with him, then I'm going to cut you off. We're not having him here for that. If he chooses to argue with you, that's him. But I'm not, because the last time we had a guest, some things I allowed or shouldn't allow, because, you know, and that's my fault. And I had to even apologize to my guest, because some people want to go off on somebody about something I don't think they should go off on them about. But you can handle your own. You're the last person I'm worried about.
I'm not to show out on other people's platforms, man. That's disrespectful.
Nah, it's not disrespectful to me. Anyway, guys, that's the number. Make sure you press 1. I'll just wait till some people get in. And so I don't blame me if I have to. I was waiting to see whenever they call in here, and I'll let you know. But yeah, man, these like I said, these dudes today they tripping hard. Like, are we not too old? You don't take that long.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, when it comes to the whole women who behave like tramps and whores, like I've actually heard guys say, well, you know, just smash them. Like me personally, I don't even think you can smash. Even if you wrap it up with condom, just stay away from women like that.
Yeah, I do agree. But then you pass around all these venereal diseases, and then, you know, then you want to be like, oh, well, I don't know how I got it. You know, you'd be like, Usher, like, so when did you get herpes? Before or after?
That whole situation is, that's an easy situation to joke about.
I joke about it because you should know better. I mean, come on,
what was the name of that one song? Yeah, Let It Burn.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Oh my God.
Let me see here. Okay, is that the right number? Yeah. Anyway, guys, calling numbers on the screen. Like I said, it's calling on that number. You want to talk to him and press 1. I'm making sure everything's working right tonight. All right, there we go. Now, I see this person calling. If you're trolling, because it says restricted, then I'm letting you know. All right, restricted, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, you got a question for the guest?
Yeah. Angry Man, I remember I was on your live show one time. Why does it seem like you always go ham on your fans when like they don't donate enough?
I don't go ham on my fans when they don't donate enough. I ask my fans to donate. Now what I do is I go ham on people who criticize my channel and tell me that I should be doing this and should be doing that, and they don't donate.
Oh, okay. All right,
I've got like 16,000 subscribers, and out of 16,000 subscribers, there's probably 50 people who don't
have. Yeah. Yeah, well, I love your show, man. I was just trying to ask.
Oh, no doubt. I appreciate it, man. You got to realize, sometimes I go in on certain people who have said certain things. That doesn't mean I'm going on everybody. I'm going in.
Yeah,
those people know who I'm talking.
All right, yeah. Man. Well, thank you for calling. I don't know why he's questioning you about donation. I mean, either donate or you're not.
Exactly.
Like I don't get it. Eric Code 864, you on the show?
Hello, my name is Spencer Carter. I do watch your videos all the time, and I really enjoy
you
your videos,
you?
Philip. Hello, yes, my name is Spencer. Hello, my name is Spencer Carter.
Okay, you got a question for the guest, Spencer?
What you said? Hello?
You got a question for the guest?
Okay. I press one.
Spencer, you're on.
Hello, my name is Spencer Carter. I'm a popular YouTuber from Greenwood, South Carolina. I heard you talk about the advertising PR nightmare at YouTube. I'm tired of the diversity purge. It's time to end racism and restore diversity once and for all. Diversity matters at YouTube. Susan Wojcicki, the CEO, has got to go. Susan Wojcicki ruined YouTube. It's time to restore diversity. Too many innocent YouTubers have been terminated recently.
Spencer,
like,
Spencer.
Yes?
Spencer, hold on, bro. Hold on.
Okay.
It sounds like you're making a video.
Okay, Phil.
You got a question for the guest.
Angry man, I saw you and Philip talking about the advertising PR nightmare at YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I think Susan Wojcicki ruined YouTube. Susan Wojcicki needs to be fired from YouTube. It's time to restore diversity at YouTube. Too many innocent YouTubers have been purged and their channel's been terminated, like Tariq Nasheed's channel, Cynthia G's channel, and of course so many others.
Mm-hmm.
This has to stop. It's time to restore diversity at YouTube and end racism at YouTube once and for all. Susan Wojcicki needs to be fired or resign. Do you agree with me, Angry Man and Philip?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't like what's going on YouTube as far as, you know, shutting people's channels down just because they have an opinion. I don't agree with that. It has definitely affected me. But I don't know the ins and outs of the YouTube structure. I don't know if it's a corporation or what. If it's a corporation and they can vote her out, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you would actually even go about doing that. But I do agree that, you know, we do need to have a little more protection for the actual content creators. And people shouldn't just have their channels taken away for whatever reason, you know.
All right, Spencer, thank you for calling.
Thank
Spencer,
you, Philip.
I appreciate it. All right. Well, you know, with the situation on YouTube, yes, it's shareholders, CEO, and all that other stuff. She can be voted out. But my thing is, I don't understand their censorship because they're cutting their own money by what they're doing.
Yeah, they are.
That's dumb to me. Like, if I got the number one video hosting website in the world, and I got people literally making me my money, and I just break bread with them, that's it. I mean, that's the easiest business model they have.
Yeah, well, see, the thing about it is, you know, they're trying something, and more than likely, the problem is going to fix itself because they're going to see their top line and say, you know what, we might need to roll back, you know, some of these situations that we're trying to play with, you know, so
mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who knows, man?
Let's go to the next college, yeah. Eric Code 936, you on the show.
Hello, sir. How y'all doing today?
Doing good.
My question is for you, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, my question is, how are we as a black community supposed to come together as a people when we don't have men to lead them? And most of the households are led by women that are on government assistance, food stamps, and that are really focused to push the man, keep the man out the house. How are we supposed to come together when we don't have any male leaders in our household?
Well, we have to fix that by those of us who actually are older and able to give some guidance to the younger generation. You know, we have to give guidance to the younger generation and try to build new men. You know, there's men out here nowadays that are set in their ways. They're not going to do too much. You might have a small percentage of them that may change their ways and turn around. But we got to reach these younger teens that are growing up and going to be going out here dating and getting into relationships. We got to actually reach out to them and teach them the better way of man, you know, the correct way of man. That's really, like, as far as I can tell, that's the only way I can see us doing anything is by reaching the
okay.
next generation.
That leads to another question, because I do that.
Okay.
Now, if that's the case in point, how do we get to the younger generation when they don't even listen to the mother that's in the household raising them, much less anybody else on the street, but they always calling their mom or a family member to get them out of jail, enabling them? How do we fix this? I understand what you're saying.
The only thing you can do is teach the ones that's willing to listen. You know, the ones that's willing to listen, you can teach them. The ones that's not willing to listen, they're going to have to learn the hard way. Because you can't force it. Unfortunately, you can't force it down their throat. If they're not willing to listen, they're not going to listen. But they will learn eventually. They're going to learn.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you for calling the show. Okay, let's get somebody else. People waiting. Error code 845, you on the show.
Hello?
Yes, you on the show. You got a question for the guest?
You can hear me, right?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I'm a big fan of you via show. I called you last time. You might not remember me. My name is McCourtney Heiner. I just want to say thank you for your advice on your videos and stuff like that. And you always give your opinion on sorry, I'm a little nervous, you know what I mean? Sorry about that. You're always giving out advice. I always call you common sense, so you're always giving everybody what to do and not to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You have a question for the
Yes, I got one question. Like I don't get why a lot of guys tack on females. You know what I mean? Because I ain't got raised by my dad. I got raised by my mom. You know what I mean? And my mom's always telling me what to keep my head up and do anything nice. And I always do what I gotta do. I always pay my rent and all that stuff. I just don't get why guys hate on women so much. Black women. That just bothered my mind.
Well, it depends on which particular man you're talking about, because there are some brothers who dislike black women because of their experiences with black women. We call that mode 4 red pill rage. It's when a dude has been in a relationship with black women or been rejected by black women, and it ultimately gives them this sort of hatred toward black women. You have that category of men. But then at the same time, you have categories of men who are critical of black women, and they kind of get thrown into the same bunch with the others. You know what I'm saying? But you may have been one of the brothers who was fortunate, though, even though you grew up in a single mother household, you may have been fortunate enough to have a good mother who didn't emasculate you or do any of the things that some of the other brothers had experienced that would make them go off the way they go off.
Mm-hmm. And I just got one more thing, and I don't want to eat up the time. Avisha Amelia, thank you, brother. What's your name again?
You've been watching me all this time, and you don't know my name?
No, the other guy. I heard the other guy.
Thank you.
I'm not next to my laptop. That's why I can't see the guy's name. But Avisha Amelia, what's your favorite superhero? I tried to ask you that a long time ago, man.
My favorite superhero?
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, it's just,
I mean,
I'm not gonna lie.
I like superhero. I like a bunch of them. I like a bunch of superheroes. Ain't me wrong. I do. I mean, but it just depends on what I'm watching at the time.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah,
I'm going to see
superheroes.
Black Panther. I just want to know.
Okay, that's cool. But superheroes changed my life, and my uncle didn't bring me to superheroes. My life had been different. You know what I mean? That's all
hey,
I got.
You know
amen.
What? May the Lord bless your uncle, because your life is different. Me, bless your life. So I'm gonna have to go to the next caller.
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite.
All right,
okay. I like a bunch of superheroes. Get me wrong, I do.
Okay, I own him myself. I can do that on my own. Erico 407 on the show. No, we ain't got that kind of time. Erico 772, you on the show?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good. You got a question for the guest?
Yes, I do. Hey, what are your thoughts on, you know, men who are trying to, you know, build happy lives, even though even if the possibility of a relationship with a woman may not occur to them at some point, especially a black lady.
You mean what is my opinion on dudes seeking relationships outside of black women? Is that what you're asking?
No. I'm saying who are trying to, you know, make themselves happy.
Oh, I'm all for it. You know, men are allowed to be happy just like women are allowed to be happy. You know, I have to go back and forth a lot of times with big tiles and dudes who have pretty much given up on marriage and relationships. But, you know, I'm a traditional dude. I believe that men can still be happy in relationships. And I noticed there was one person in the chat room that said I was describing myself in that last answer. I actually wasn't, because I'm in a relationship with a black woman. So I'm not one of those dudes that hates women and has a vendetta against them. But I'm all for, you know, men building happiness, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying men who are single, who are, you know, are happily that way. But, you know, at some point, a special woman might change his mind, and and I'm all for it.
Well, yeah, that's the natural. You know what? The funny thing is, what you just described, that is the way it's supposed to be naturally. You know, when you're a teenager and you get out of school, if you go to college and don't go to college, you're supposed to be happy, single, and build your life. You know, get a place, live on your own. And then if a woman comes along that, you know, you click with, then you start the dating process, you know. That's the natural way of things, you know.
All right, man. Well, definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Let's see here. This person here to get to. Got some calls in there, Anger Man. Erico 347, you on the show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
You know, when I was growing up, it's questions for both of y'all. When I was growing up, you know, I was always told by the OGs, you don't never date a woman with children because you don't take care of another man's children. What do you think about today's brothers taking care of women with multiple children? Like, I just got out of a relationship maybe 2 months ago with a woman with four children, four different baby daddies, and it put this anger in me, and it's this anger and this bitterness I've had, especially towards black women, just making me angry. And I want to know, what do you think about, you know, a lot of brothers going against that code, and should a man date a woman with children if he doesn't have to?
If you can avoid it, I would say avoid it, especially if it's with a woman who has multiple children by multiple dudes. If you can avoid it, avoid it. Now, if you're a dude who gets into a relationship with a woman who has one child or two children, and that's from a previous marriage, and they're no longer, it's going to depend on the situation. There's no cut and dry, this is what you do or this is what you do, because every situation is different. You know what I'm saying? Every situation is different. There are some women out there who are single moms, but So it boils down to the situation. You know, if you were in a relationship with a woman and she had four kids by four different dudes and she put you through some bullshit or whatever, it's jacked up. But, you know, at some point, you know, you gotta move on from it, bro.
Hey, I got a question before I answer. Do you have any children?
No, sir. 27, be 28 this Friday. No children.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, let me answer your original question, and then I'll get to you. If you have no children, then you have every right to say, I don't want to date a woman with children. If you have children, so you have no right to say that.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. You know, because they got some dudes that got 3-4 kids, but then be railing on another one. I don't want no woman with no kids. Well, dude, you got kids. She got to put up with your baby mamas, too. And they nasty attitude if they have it. So shut up. Okay, now, let's deal with you. Let's break you down. You say you was angry. Who you angry with? Who you was angry with, bro?
I was angry with her. Like, I feel it got to the point. It got to the point, Phil.
Hold on, hold on. Why were you angry with her?
Because there was so much confusion. And, you know what, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know why I stayed with her for so long, Phil? Because the brother was single for so long and didn't. She gave me the time. I'm not saying I'm a lame dude and I don't get a. Yeah.
Okay, that's a part. That's an issue you need to fix. So you was desperate to be with a woman so bad that you did
not
with
desperate.
Four children from four different men and all the drama. I was doing other women in your city outside that one female.
Yeah, plenty of them. I don't, and me personally,
okay,
I'm gonna be honest.
Okay,
with you.
Hold on. Okay,
I don't have
now,
a problem finding women. It's the right woman.
Oh, okay. Well, so you dealt with that, and you felt that drama was the right drama for you, and you said you were angry. You should have been angry at yourself, because you chose that problem.
Yeah, you didn't.
Right.
You knew,
right.
If you knew all the risk, bro.
Right.
But y'all
right.
Need, y'all
right.
Need to stop that stuff, man. Stop being all desperate. It's too easy these days to get women. It's crazy. Like, I was talking to my homeboy. He's single. And women jump in his inbox. Dude, women are doing that these days. You ain't got to jump in there. I mean, it's crazy
right.
How the game is now with women. And you mean to tell
are
me
you
can't
right?
Talk to one? I mean, shoot, take them to Starbucks. Meet about 30 of them in a week if you want to. Don't mean I'll sleep with them. Take them to Starbucks
like,
and get a $5 coffee, not spending that much. Because if that kind
right.
Of female don't want to go to Starbucks with you, then you don't need to be going out with her no way. Forget that $100
right.
Date night stuff. Forget that. Because that chick may get on
right.
Your nerves in 2 minutes. I've dealt with that before. Like, oh, Lord, this woman get on my nerves.
Right.
Man, I need to get out of here.
I had a woman told me, in North
Philly. I don't mean to excuse me for 1 second. I got to address one of your moderators. She keeps going in on this whole hate thing, talking about something. There's a lot of men with women they hate. Okay, first of all, I'm engaged to my woman. We've been together 10 years. I'm not going to be with somebody 10 years that I hate. I'm definitely not going to go out and buy a diamond ring that costs thousands of dollars to give to somebody I hate. I'm not going to buy jewelry for somebody I hate. Okay, let's just go ahead and clear that up.
All right, I don't know who he was talking to, but I guess he cleared that up. But
I didn't hang up with him.
Brother's got to stop that stuff. Brother, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about yourself? Do you feel great about yourself just every day? Like, you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you look at?
When I was with her by myself.
Yes, you. When you wake up in the morning, you wake up, you go piss, you go look at yourself in the mirror, brush your teeth, whatever. How do you feel about yourself when you look at yourself?
Like, what am I doing? Like, I fell off, especially when it comes to females.
Forget females. Females ain't got nothing to do with this. We talking about you.
Find yourself by women, man. You have to, brother. You have to define your manhood. See, this is a problem with a lot of young black men. A lot of times we define our value by the women we get or how many women we can get or how many women we can smash. No, you have
right.
To define your manhood by what it means to be a man. And you have to go on that journey talk to no women. I was you. I just stay single for the next couple of years and figure out, you know, I would ask myself the question, what does it mean to be a man? And if
right.
I can't, and if I couldn't answer that question, I would go on a journey to figure out the answer to that question. That's what I would do, brother. I wouldn't even get, because you got to understand, if you're not a well-rounded, solid man, you can't really be in a relationship with a woman.
Right. I agree with that. Do you have a job?
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it a job you like? Is it paid pretty good?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, that's another thing you'll need to do. When you broke, you don't need a relationship with no woman anyway.
Right.
I'm just being honest with you. You don't be in a relationship with a woman when you're broke, because let's say you get in a relationship and this woman got more finance than you, then I don't know what it is about women when they make more than you. In that sense, and you can't say, I don't need her for nothing. She'll do be nice to you and give you stuff because you broke at the time period. But the moment you step out of pocket 2 seconds, she gonna tell you about every phone she gave you, every morsel of food, any clothes, the car she paid for you, all that stuff. So you know, angry man's right. You need to chill. You need
no,
chill
I said
your
it's a job
herd.
That I don't like. I ain't saying it'll pay something. I'm making bread,
huh?
But not as much as I should, though.
You making close to six figures?
Nowhere near that.
Okay, well then you need to get your money game up, brother. You got to take care of yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
You right?
Yeah,
here's the thing that I did, you know, when I was younger. I figured out what it was that, you know, I liked. The thing that I enjoy, the thing that I want to do. Like, I know how to be alone if I got to be alone. A lot of brothers don't know
right.
how to do that, unfortunately. Like, I know how to be alone if I want. Like, now, you know, I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for about 10 years now. And the only
mm-hmm.
reason why me and this person can be in this relationship this long is because she has her, we have a life together, but she has her life and I have my life. She has things
right.
she likes to do and I have things that I like. You feel what I'm saying? So we don't get on each other's nerves because we're busy doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you gotta be a whole person before you get with somebody else. You know,
true.
And if you sit back and you look in the mirror and you say, well, you know, I got a job and I'm making money, but it's not what I should be making. Well, if you know that it ain't what you should be making, then you know your value, and you need to go out and get your value. And I'm not telling you to quit your job by no stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying, you know, go ahead and start making the steps to get what you know that you're worth. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, young
right.
brother. Young brother, just please, if you do anything else, don't you dare call my show again and say you was dating some woman with 4 kids, 5 kids, and don't your dad tell me you got her pregnant, because then I'm not going to be nice to you. I'm going to go to hell off on you. Because I'm so sick and tired of these black men getting with these females with no kids at all. You have none. Get her pregnant. Now you about to deal with the problem. So I'm just saying because I love y'all. That's why I say it. I don't say it because of love.
Appreciate
it. There ain't no hate. All right.
Bro. I know.
Man, some of these young brothers, man, but you know where a lot of that come from? And I forgot to ask, you know what? What was his number? Was that his number? Young brother, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, did you grow up in a single-parent household?
Yeah.
I knew he didn't answer real quick what the answer was. Okay, that's what it was. Because when your dad's around, your dad would not let you do that crap. Man, my dad would check me at a grown age for that kind of
and
crap.
I spoke with him about that. He was like, leave. He's like, what are you doing with that?
Exactly. That's why we got to encourage, even if the mom and dad are not together, we have to encourage the relationship with the father, okay? Because our fathers know the pitfalls because they was ahead of us with racism, with relationships. Just being a black man in America, because that's like an experience in itself. Okay, so I just had to chime you in to know that because it just proves the point. But thank you for calling, brother. Yeah, you see that the single parent household is hurting our brothers big time.
Yeah.
And then the mama would tell you, oh, you just treat women nice and just pick a good girl and it don't matter about her situation. You know what I'm saying? And then now you get in the situation that mama told you. And nothing against mama. She just, you know.
No, she just wants him to be a good person.
That's yeah.
She's not
going to
look at it from the standpoint that the father would look at it, you know?
And sometimes mama, when she had bad relationships with men, she'll try to mold that son into the man she wanted.
Yep.
And then he going to be screwed up because that's the man she wanted, and he going to be released into the world, and then he going to be unhappy and screwed up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's issues that black men are dealing with as well. You know, but people don't want to, you know, hear black men, you know, talk about these issues.
Man, we're having these issues that we're having in that report.
Okay, Erico 313
on the phone.
Hello?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If I answer the call and it's muted, please turn it down. Thank you. Let's see. We don't want to keep our angry man too much longer. I know we got to go. We'll take one more call. I know this man got nothing to do. Erico 312, you're on the show.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing? Hello?
Doing good.
Oh, okay. What I wanted to say is I'm originally from Ohio, but I live in Chicago now. And I have a question which is about black men, and it is most of my friends are male. I'm not involved with them. We're just friends. But two of them say that they want a certain type of woman. However, they always judge women by how many children she has. And they're saying she likes sex better because she has so many children. And then they get involved with the young lady and they have a lot of drama. And I tell them, I said, well, you don't have to be involved with all that drama. And they all have kids. And also, my next question, why do men do that? And then my next question is, or statement is, if you go back in their history, they were raised by single women also. I was a single woman. I was married, though. And he didn't have to take care of kids, but he's deceased now for medical reasons. But I had really good parents, luckily for me. I tried to raise my kids. They're pretty good. They go to school, did good grades. They stand a promise, respectful. However, I know one friend who was very, for lack of a better word, he's very harsh. I think they both were. And their mothers, I could tell because they have some slightly effeminate ways because a man is a man and a woman is a woman. I feel that a man should raise a young man in a lot of ways. But you can tell they're trying to be men, but the things that they do in the gentry, they make a very, it's not right, it's messed up. So why do men sometimes say that they want a certain woman, but they seem to like all that drama? And it's always sexual about how the woman looks and what they think they can get. And what is that?
It's low self-esteem. It's low self-esteem.
I'm sorry.
It's what we were just, it was what we were just addressing with the young man earlier, you know, where he was talking about, you know, being in a relationship with a woman with four children by four different dudes. And it really boils down to there's a lot of dudes with such low self-esteem that they'll get with that are not good women because a lot of times women who are not good women, they're easy. It's easy for them to get, you know, sexual favors from them. And what happens is they use the fact that they got sexual, you know, a sexual favor from them as gratification to make them feel better about themselves. It's low self-esteem. So this is why you'll see brothers who may say, oh, well, I want a good woman or whatever, but then they mess around and get with a stripper or get with a woman that everybody has been with. It's because, you know, there's a lot of brothers that don't want to compete. They don't want to compete for quality women because they know they expect something of them. You know, so that's where that's coming from.
Okay, I agree with that.
The other question is,
I said I agree with that.
The other question that you had, I didn't really hear it that clearly. I heard like some of it towards the end. I think you were saying that you act as faint. Is that what you were saying? Where did that come from?
Yes.
Yes. In my opinion, I feel like nowadays there's more of a disconnect when it comes to male leadership. So whereas if you went back in the 80s, you may have had single mothers, but regardless of if they were single mothers or not, those mothers back then were a lot harsher as far as discipline. Those mothers back then, they allowed the men in their family to also discipline that child. So even if she wasn't in a relationship with a man, there was still a lot of men in the family that these brothers could pull from to get, you know, male guidance. But nowadays, it's like the land of the lost, because you don't have a lot of men who behave like men, you know, for younger brothers to look at and say, oh, that's what a man is supposed to behave like, or that's what a man is supposed to act like, you know, because we're probably into the third generation, third or fourth generation of single mothers, of it being a large thing that happens in the community. So you have a lot of men that are in families now that are already offended, you know, so they don't have any examples.
Yeah. Thanks for that, because I'm saying this because they're all generations. My oldest friend is in his 60s. The next one is in his 50s. The youngest one's in his 40s. I'm in my 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see,
mm-hmm,
because the one in the 60s is real stable. Has a disabled daughter, takes care of her, raises her, really good job. And the one in the 50s, he's in the middle somewhere, but he was very, just wow. He has different kids, different mothers. And then we got the youngest one, and he has children by all these different women. And then the youngest one has two kids, but by two different women. And he's very wild with women and stuff, too. So, yeah, I agree with that, because you can tell their mothers, there's different raising issues there. When they're talking to me, I can hear them say how they were raised. So, yeah, thanks for that. I appreciate that. You're right on the head on that one. That's true.
Yeah. It boils down to the example, because children, you can teach children all day long, but the biggest thing they're going to learn from is what they see. So, if you know, a lot of the older brothers in the older generation, the 50-year-old men and stuff, they saw men, you know, so they know, okay, this is how I'm supposed to act. But nowadays, you don't see men act like men. That's why on my channel, I try my best, you know, to explain to young brothers, this is the way men are supposed to behave, and this is the way you're not.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good evening. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, sister, for calling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want to thank you for calling the show, because like I said, they can't keep the anchor man on the line.